From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Guyana's sugar corporation says once workers are back at work, they'll be back for talks.
Absolutely. There's never been any question of that. We are very, very anxious indeed that these negotiations should go on.
Puerto Rico begins court action in the United States to solve the murder mystery. And Grenada's Sir Eric Gehry has no intention of retiring.
I'm not thinking about it yet. I'm 68 years old and I'm vigorous.
And I'm Pat Whitehorn and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Heavy rain in Guyana today dampened the impact of the two-day sugar strike. The Guyana Agricultural and General Workers Union called for the industrial action after pay talks with a state-owned sugar corporation broke down. The corporation, Gaisuco, has warned that a prolonged dispute within the industry could jeopardise its commitment to Europe. The EEC is by far Guyana's most important market, and its quota of 165,000 tonnes of sugar must be met by the end of June. According to Ian MacDonald, an administrative director at Gaisuco, the company has already shipped about 130,000 tonnes of sugar to Europe, and it's the balance which is now threatened. I put the union's charge to him that even without the strike, there's little chance of the company meeting its EEC quota.
No, that isn't true. The fact of the matter is that there is cane in the ground and a lot of time to make this additional. I'm only talking now about 33,000, 34,000 tonnes of sugar, remember. And that is well within the capability of the union to make, of the industry to make in the time available with the cane on the ground that is there.
So what will be the next move? How do you see this particular dispute being resolved?
Well, what we are very much hoping... At the moment, there's a lot of rain going on, which is another difficulty. But certainly, if the weather clears up, which we are hoping will happen very soon, and the workers go back to work, we have said and declared to them that we are very, very willing to go on with the negotiations with all urgency. So that is what we hope will happen.
Last year, the industry was hit by a very damaging strike. Should a similar thing happen again this year, do you feel that that will affect negotiations that are currently going on with the Booker Sugar Company and plans for divestment in the industry?
It'll be difficult for me to comment on that because, of course, the negotiations with Booker's are quite separate from all these operational matters, naturally. But I think it would be true to say that the EEC quota is such an important part of the industry's whole marketing strategy, and it is such a fundamental part of the industry, maintaining this EEC quota, that if for any reason we were to lose any part of this quota, it would be a serious matter for the industry, which undoubtedly would come up, I would have thought, personally, it would have come up for discussion when the negotiations with Booker's resume.
So as far as the company is concerned, once workers are back at work, you'll be back at the negotiation table.
Absolutely. There's never been any question of that. We are very, very anxious indeed that these negotiations should go on. Not only that, we feel that out of these negotiations can come improved benefits, further improved benefits and further incentives for the union members, the workers, once production is achieved.
The unions would say for production to be achieved, those benefits have to be in place first.
Yes, well, the fact of the matter is you can't pay improved benefits, I'm sure you realise, unless you get improved production or you actually make the production. I mean, you can't improve benefits and indeed any payments arise out of production which earns revenue. You don't have that production and you don't have that revenue, you can't pay improved benefits. Once you make the production, as was proved in the last crop, there are extremely good and very much improved incentives payable. This actually happened in the second crop last year, and the payouts at the end of that crop, the production having been achieved, were very, very substantial, very considerable.
So whilst the protest action continues, the negotiations remain deadlocked.
Yes, once the workers are not producing and once production is not proceeding, it makes very little sense to continue with negotiations because there would be negotiations against the background of strike and they would not be held in good faith.
Ian MacDonald of the Guyana Sugar Corporation. The Puerto Rican Senate has begun an action in a United States court to obtain access to a set of documents which, it is claimed, could prove that the FBI was involved in the killing 12 years ago of two members of Puerto Rico's independence movement. The move is being opposed, however, by the U.S. Department of Justice on the grounds that the documents concerned are part of evidence presented to a grand jury and therefore must remain secret. This report from Adrian Porter.
What promises to be a long and hard-fought legal battle arises from the deaths of two young men, Carlos